On today's Truth Matters with medical doctor Cheryl Davis, she explores the blessing that came to the church through the bloodline of Abraham and warns the church of counterfeit leaders that are not called and anointed by God to lead his people.
We are appointing leaders in the church based on talent and not anointing and spiritual gifting. We are allowing pastors to lead churches based on their vision or the members' vision, but not God's vision for the church. If we continue on this current path, it will be like the Bible states on the day of judgment in Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Dr. Davis continues her message in part 3 of The Last Days Church with today's topic, The Church Wants the Lord to Bless Our Mess.
Why in these last days are we lacking power? Why are we losing our effectiveness as a church? The answer lies in Abraham and his two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. Galatians 4:28-31 says, Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of the promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. We all know the story of Abraham and Sarah. The Lord made a covenant with Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. The Lord told Abraham, I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on the earth will be blessed by you. In Genesis 15, he promised him a son from his own body. His descendants will be as countless as the stars. One minor issue is that his wife was barren. Her name was Sarah and she suffered from a human form of impatience. So she gave Abraham her handmaiden, Hagar, according to the law, but not by God's design. And Hagar bore him a son in the natural way. His name was Ishmael. Sarah resigned herself to the natural and did not hold out for the supernatural. In Genesis 17:15-18, it says, And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarah, thy wife, thou shalt call her name Sarah. In Genesis 17:15-18, And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, O that Ishmael might live before thee. The Lord is trying to impart his dunamis power upon Abraham in this passage, so much power that he had to change his name to do it. There's a key point here. God's power will always bring about a change, power to do the miraculous. A man who is 100 years old and a woman whose womb is dead at 90 to birth a son, whose descendant Jesus will be a spiritual blessing to all nations. Abraham laughs and says, If only Ishmael can live under your blessings. The church wants the Lord to bless our mess. Sarah usurped the will of God and produced the male heir of Abraham's, but outside of the promise. He was related to Abraham, but completely in the manner of the natural and of the law, not in the manner of the spirit. God's power operates in the spirit. There's nothing natural about it. Ishmael is of natural birth. He represents the covenant for the Israelites on Mount Sinai that was incomplete to atone for the soul of man, the law. That is why Isaac was necessary so that Jesus could be born as an atonement for the souls of man. In the church today, we want God to bless the natural just like Abraham. But the natural is out of the will of God. The natural will only lead to misery, death, and destruction. We want God to work in a sin-laden sacrifice. We want God to work on our terms and not his terms. We want God to work and bless outside of his will. We are appointing leaders in the church based on talent and not anointing and spiritual gifting. We are allowing pastors to lead churches based on their vision or the members' vision, but not God's vision for the church.
This has been Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, where truth always matters. If you would like to contact Dr. Davis and Truth Matters, you can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or by mail at P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Dr. Davis is available for speaking and ministry engagements. Truth Matters is a production of The Truth Project, an end-time evangelical ministry.